Now notice, he was exalted here. It came to pass, I'll read verse 4, in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. It was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we might fight with the children of Ammon. Now notice Jephthah. Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now, when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. You see, they make him a pretty good proposition here. Now notice Jephthah. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. He makes it difficult for them, but they have to swallow their pride and accept it. Now Jephthah takes charge. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And I'm not going over it here, but you'll find an extended section where Jephthah outlines the way that they came into that land, and that land really belonged to them, and the way that they got it was a legitimate way. And the Ammonites, of course, were attempting not only to drive them off the land, but to exterminate them. Now, the thing that is happening over in that land today, and has happened now for several years, especially since Israel became a nation, it's the repetition of the same old story of trying to get them out of that land and remove them from it and actually exterminate them, drive them into the sea. So this is the same thing that you have here. And Jephthah outlines the program, the history, and the reason they're in that land and the basis on which they occupied. Now, I'll not go over it, but very candidly, it'll pay you to read it for the very simple reason. He has a very reasonable basis and reveals they have a very legitimate claim to that land.